I think one of the more thankless jobs that takes place in many homes and many families, many of you might be in the midst of this job right now, others might have kind of moved past this time in your life, but the job I'm thinking of is making school lunches, packing school lunches, or even packing a lunch for a spouse. And it's one of those thankless jobs because, especially if it's a school lunch, you're kind of set up to kind of fail a little bit from the start because you can't make like your best meal in a cold lunch, first of all. So you're kind of behind the eight ball right away. And then, of course, kids want everything to be all kind of like candy and chocolate, and you can't do that either. You have to have the sandwich in there. You have to have the vegetable, the fruit, and these type of things. And then many times, it's one of those things that always kind of comes into our mind, like right when we're on our way to bed, oh, the lunches, that's right. I've got to make the lunches. And then, of course, one of the things that makes it a thankless job is the money that we get paid for it. You know, in those moments, especially we make a good lunch, our salary is doubled immediately, right? Not at all. It's one of those things we do not for pay, obviously. That's like doing the laundry. You don't do it for pay, but you do it out of love. You do it out of love. You love your children, you love your spouse, and you want to do something out of love. You want to give something to get them through the day. And I think of that, it's not done for money, it's done freely. It's done out of love, as Jesus as a model of the Good Shepherd today. Was it say that the hired man, the hired shepherd, you know, works for pay, and so when the wolf comes, he gathers and scatters. The sheep scatter. He wasn't in it for the right reason. Whenever our hearts are in it for the right reason, we act not for pay, not for a sense of acclaim or esteem, but what do we do it for? We do it for love. We do it freely from our hearts in those moments when we're a good shepherd, when we're acting in the moment of good shepherd. On the other side of things, so we think of that sense of the good shepherd always acting freely, we think of then how we receive the gifts of the good shepherd. Because we might ask the question today, am I being led by the shepherd? Am I being led by Jesus Christ? Do I hear his voice? How do I know? And I think sometimes you receive the gifts of Jesus like we're receiving that lunchbox. It's one of those things that kind of comes to us, and we usually, many times, we don't see our parents or our spouse like making the lunch. It's kind of like, it's there for us, and we just receive it, and then we take it, and we take it to school, we take it to work, and the person isn't waiting to see, okay, do they like it or not? You know, it's kind of anonymous in a way. And sometimes it feels that that's how God is. And we'd say, God, where are you in my life? But we might ask the question, are we ever wanting for anything? If we look at our lives, do we have everything that we need? To look and see God's blessing. Sometimes we open that lunchbox and we always want the chocolate. We want everything to be good. We want the dessert. But we also know we've got to eat the sandwich too. We've got to eat the vegetables too. Sometimes what we find in the lunchbox that the shepherd has given us isn't always the fun and games. It's not always the chocolate. But there's the sandwich, the carrots. At times, those are the sufferings that we have to go to, those acts of sacrifice. And so we receive that lunchbox as a child, as a spouse, receiving that lunch. Yep, it doesn't always have what we want in it every day, but you better believe what's in that lunchbox gets us through the day. The Good Shepherd always provides. And so we pray and thank God for that we have a shepherd, Jesus Christ, who is God and gives himself to us freely. Gives us himself without cost. We pray to be shepherds to one another, good shepherds, and then each day to receive that box of blessings that God gives us. The desserts in it, the tough stuff in it, knowing that all of it, God, gets us through the day, gets us to heaven.